AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The British military says a cargo ship is on fire off the coast of the United Arab Emirates as it warns of Iranian attacks. According to the military, two American-flagged merchant ships successfully transited through the Strait of Hormuz. The military also denied Iran's claims it struck an American Navy vessel southeast of the strait. This is British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Well, the situation is clearly evolving. It is really important that we get the Strait of Hormuz open because that is directly impacting on our economy in the United Kingdom. And that's why in recent months we've pulled together a group of countries to have a reassurance presence, including a military presence.
Iran's military command says ships passing through the strait must coordinate with them. Oil prices have moved higher. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Secretary of State Marco Rubio will visit Vatican City in Rome as tensions rise between President Trump and Pope Leo.
Leo has spoken out against the Iran war.
My message, the message of the gospel, blessed are the peacemakers.
The president's taken offense.
I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person.
It's a dispute with U.S. political implications as the midterm elections approach. The State Department says Rubio will meet with the Holy See's leaders to discuss the Mideast and mutual interests. Rubio's a devout Catholic who has visited Rome and Vatican City at least three times since becoming America's top diplomat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republican governors in Alabama and Tennessee have called lawmakers into special sessions seeking new congressional districts after the Supreme Court weakened a key provision of the Voting Rights Act last week. The Supreme Court restored broad access to the abortion pill mifepristone, blocking a ruling that had threatened to upend one of the main ways abortion is provided across the country. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding close to their records on Wall Street while crude oil prices climb, along with uncertainty about when tankers can start leaving the Persian Gulf again. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% in the first hour of trading. The index is coming off its latest all-time high. The Dow fell 116 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Brent crude rose about 2.5% to $111 a barrel. eBay rose 5.3%. GameStop says it wants to buy its much bigger rival and sees opportunities to cut about $2 billion in annual costs. Seth Sutel, New York.
Philippine officials say nearly 200,000 people have been affected by massive plumes of ash that billowed from the Mayan volcano over the weekend. More than 5,000 people are in emergency shelters. There have been no explosive eruptions so far. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.